Welcome back for another Dream Team interview on Regional Radio. Sean Malone now joined by Dylan Mannion of the Central Rebels. Dylan, thanks for taking the time to join us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
A good senior season for you, especially on the mound, cultivating by being selected to the Dream Team by the local area coaches. Does it feel a little extra sweet that it was the coaches and their teams that you shut out that voted you onto the Dream Team?
Yeah, for sure. It's always nice to get recognized and to know that all the hard work I've been putting in for really my whole life is getting noticed, and I'm really thankful for it.
Yeah, and cultivating a great season, not just on the mound, but at the plate for you as well, a successful leadoff hitter for the top of the lineup for the Central Rebels, which was really key late in the season for you guys. Talk about the relationship you guys have, especially the seniors at the top of the lineup. You, Holden Mayberry, and Jace Bland all together.
Yeah, well, I knew whenever I was going into the leadoff spot that I had some really good hitters behind me. So really my only was to just try to get on base anywhere I can, and I knew that they were going to be good enough to get me home. And so it was really nice to have those guys behind me that I knew all I have to do is get on base and they can do the rest for me.
Now you're going to be going to Hillsdale College next year, where you're going to be pitching there as well. What are some things that you've worked on since you commit to Hillsdale in the, I believe it was the fall or the winter time, until now through this season to help prepare you for the college level?
Obviously the biggest thing is working on my velocity. I'm not a big guy. I don't throw very hard. So that's one of the key things that I need to work on, is getting my velocity on all my pitches up. But another big thing that I've been working on is really my changeup, because I was talking to the coach and he said that if I can develop my changeup more, then I can be more than just a lefty matchup guy. I can throw against right-handers and potentially even become a starter. So that's the biggest pitch that I've been working on, is my changeup, so I can be more than just a situation guy.
You mentioned your fastball velocity. Where does your fastball sit right now, and where would you like it to be at?
My fastball sits at about 78. I can, if I really push it, I can get it up to 80. But I would like to be in the 82 to 83 range by the springtime, if possible. That's a pretty lofty goal, but I hope to work. I mean, I plan on working real hard on it.
Now, I recall from my days when I was covering the baseball team when I was in college, and even afterwards with the Cape Cod Baseball League and such, the pitchers always want to swing the bat. Anytime BP's going on, they always would be begging the coaches to get a chance to bat. Do you know if you're going to be doing any hitting at all, or if they're open to maybe letting you hit at the college level, or are you just going to be a straight pitcher and that's it no matter what at Hillsdale?
We haven't talked about hitting. I'm sure it's something that I can bring up, but we haven't talked. As of right now, I'm just going to be a pitcher only. But, yeah, it'd definitely be pretty interesting to see how I'd fare.
Which do you prefer, hitting or pitching?
I prefer pitching. It's always for some reason, it's always been what I enjoy most, and it's what I've had the most success at, too.
It's a 2-strike count. Bases are loaded. What's your go-to pitch when you need a strikeout?
I like to go fastball elevated a lot. I think it really sets up. It depends. If it's a full count, then I might go to my curveball, because I have a lot of confidence throwing my curveball for a strike in that situation. If it's a 1-2 or 2-2 count, maybe go to a fastball elevated. Because that can, obviously, if I get it high enough, then there's no way they can hit it. So, but then also that would set up other off-speed pitches too.
You cap off your career with the Dream Team. What are some of your favorite moments from your career as a Central Rebel?
Obviously the 2 district championships we played in were really fun. It was a great experience. It sucked that we lost both of those, but it was still, to be a part of both of those teams was really awesome. And winning a Sharon Conference this year was really awesome. And really my entire senior season was just awesome. The team we had, all the guys. We just really gelled this year, and this was, I don't know, it's kind of hard to pick certain moments, but especially early on, but I'll always remember this last year for sure, because this was a really fun year, and it was our best year.
Dylan, is there anyone you want to thank for helping you get to this point in your career?
Yeah, I want to thank my parents, my family, my brothers and sisters, obviously, always supporting me, my coaches. Without them working with me every single day, there's no way I'd be at this point. All the catchers that have come and caught all my bullpens, I know they probably don't want to, but I really appreciate all of them, all the work that they put in for me. All my teammates, for always supporting me, always having my back, always playing good defense behind me, because I'd be nothing without a good defense. I don't know. I'm sure I'm forgetting a lot of people, but there's just been so many people that have helped me to this point that I'm just so thankful.
Dylan, we appreciate it. Thank you very much for your time. Best of luck to you at Hillsdale, and congratulations on a great career.
Thank you. It's a big honor.
Dylan Mannion of the Central Rebels joining us on Regional Radio.